You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
We are raising the standard of excellence.
This is Gene Hilton bringing you the Apostolic Dimension from Spirit of Prophecy Ministries. We welcome you to our program, Raising the Standard. Revelation 19:10 says, "Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy." So with this spirit, let's take a close look at the last days and the coming millennium from a Jewish messianic perspective. There's a great difference between the messianic Jewish understanding and the common Christian interpretation found in most end-time books. Christians over the centuries have separated themselves from their Jewish roots, causing many misunderstandings of key Jewish biblical idioms, therefore missing the true interpretation of many scriptures. We can better understand both the Old Testament and the New Testament by rebuilding the bridge to Judaism and learning to embrace its tradition and worship of God. This does not mean that everyone should wholly convert or become Jewish in lifestyle and religion. Rather, I believe a Christian can embrace and respect Judaism by learning to think in Jewish terminology and honoring God's appointed times, the Jewish festivals, which truly explain the elements of the Christian faith. So join me today as we open the Bible and study God's prophetic foreshadows to teach us about Jesus the Messiah. Let's walk in His footsteps and receive His revelation.
Well, good afternoon. This is Pastors Gene and Donna Hilton greeting you to our program again on another Saturday afternoon, and we greet and welcome all of you. Whether you're on the radio listening to us directly or you're on the internet, we just thank you for tuning in. We're on every Saturday from 12 noon until 1 in the afternoon. And Don and I co-pastor a church here in Stuart. We have for 23 years that God gave us a name way back out of Revelation 19:10, Spirit of Prophecy Ministry. So we hope you can stay tuned in for the whole hour. We'd love to be on here with you. We're here, as you heard the intro, to raise the standard. We want to introduce you even more so to the Hebrewism and the Jewish understanding of the Word of God that we've been robbed of so much. And so we're honored to be here. So if you would like to get a copy of what we're going to talk about today, we always tell you this up front. We offer a CD or a tape, whatever you want, of our message. And all we ask for is a love offering from you. And if you'd like to have that, you can make out a check to Spirit of Prophecy Ministries, which is the ministry that we function with, and send it to Post Office Box 413. Stuart, Florida, and our zip is 34995, and we'll be glad to get it out to you. So praise God. We're on here again, aren't we, Pastor Donna?
Amen.
And here we just went through Pentecost. We got so many exciting things to think about. We're coming into harvest time and all that, so we're going to talk a little bit about that. But Pastor Donna's got a couple announcements here we need to make.
Amen.
Before we start. And so I'm going to let her say what she wants to say about the things we have coming up and all, and then we'll do a little teaching here with you today. In Jesus' name, amen.
And I want to say hello also to everyone out there. I want to say hello to Roscoe and Audrey Walks on the Island.
In the Bahamas. Hallelujah.
Andros Island. Praise God. Building the temple of God. Yep. So we bless you and we thank the Lord that the building will be completed. It will be completed.
We want to say hello to Daryl and Judy.
Yes,
McCray,
amen.
Up in Fort Mill, South Carolina.
Been
we greet you
for
if you happen to be listening today. That's right.
And for anyone else who's out there, you know.
That's right. All of our friends.
All our friends
and family members.
And people that like to listen to us. You know, we're on the internet. So you can listen to us anywhere you are in the world. So you just go to WCNO.com and you can go on the 89.9. That's what it is on the radio. But on the internet, it's WCNO.com. And you can go to listen to it live. You can listen to us live right now on there. Or you can go back and you can listen to the podcast. There's many of them on there. Just go to the program guide and go to Saturday. Mm-hmm. And you'll see 12 noon. You'll see Pastor Gene Hilton. And Raising the Standard with Pastor Gene and Donna Hilton. So I want to mention also we have services here in Stuart, Florida. And we come together every Friday night on the Sabbath. And we honor the Sabbath and we have communion and we light the candles. And we spend time in the Word and we spend time seeking God's presence.
Hallelujah.
That's every Friday night at 7 p.m. And then also we come together on Sunday at 10 a.m. And we do awesome, wonderful worship and worship the Lord God and teach, train, and activate and learn more about God's Word. And We spend time loving on each other. Amen.
Hallelujah.
And if you haven't ever come visit us sometime, and we always have a meal afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, we're not doing anything on Saturday. We're taking a little bit of time off for Saturdays, but we normally get together on Saturday. I'm not sure when we're going to start back up again, but we're taking a little time off on this during the summer.
Amen.
Get some R&R, and you know, we're supposed to be taking care of our bodies, taking
Amen.
Care of the temple of God.
That's right.
And we're recovering from some situations, but we're trying to pace ourselves. Amen. If you're gonna have a, I think about racehorses.
That's right.
You have to know when to run and when to when to rest and when to pace yourself and
They're
when
trained
to slow
too,
down.
Aren't they? Yeah.
That's right. And we're in the army of God, and so
Hallelujah.
You know, the army has to be trained, and so we have to be taught, and then we have to go out and do the work.
And this army has no discharge, does it?
That's right. We're going to talk about it because Jesus actually sent his disciples out like an army, you know, to do a work, because there's a work that needs to be done. So that's every Sunday at 10 a.m.
Hallelujah.
And I want to mention that on Saturday tonight, there is a meeting. We had a Jew and a Gentile come to come to our church and to another couple other places here in this area. Well, they were in Pennsylvania. It's called the Operation Four Winds. It's the Jew and the Gentile, and they're going to 12 different regions in the United States.
Hallelujah.
And so they're back here tonight in West Palm Beach, and they are at Beth Mashiach. That's in West Palm Beach, and they will be there tonight at 7 p.m. And the address is here. Yes, I do.
Okay.
I have the address here. It's 2341 South Military Trail.
Mm-hmm.
2341 South Military Trail.
Amen.
So it's right there near Military Trail, and I don't know what the other street is, Military Trail, and close to, well, I'm sure you can find it. I gave you the address.
Sure.
So you can find it by just Googling it. So that's sure. They're going to be there tonight. So come if you're in the area. A lot of people listen to us are in the West Palm Beach area, Fort Lauderdale area.
A lot of people in our church is from down there. Yeah.
Yes, amen.
That's right.
So they will be there, and they're awesome. Twosome, they call right. themselves the Dean and Marty group, and they right. do. They kind of like bounce off of each
team,
other.
They team teach,
the team
don't they?
Teach, yeah. And we have a Jew and a Gentile, but they're both believers in Messiah.
Right.
And if you've never been to a Messianic congregation, that would be a good time for you to go and visit. Beth Mashiach.
We were blessed to have him last Sunday, and Marty, he's the Jewish brother, and Dean is the Gentile, and they've been together for a while, and Marty, he lives in Canada, but he's spent a lot of time in Israel.
They both do,
and so they got a real heart for the one new man, which
they
we
actually
do.
traveled all of Canada last year.
That's right.
And they are bringing the Jew and the Gentile back together, and they're sharing that we need to be. See, we're called to be part of that. And
Amen.
Jesus said to go out through to all of them, and He's calling His people home. And so, you know, we need to do what God says, and we need to be, because we're grafted in, aren't
Amen.
We?
Amen. Sure are.
We need to talk about that too, Pastor Gene.
That's
we're
right.
grafted in, and so we need to do what Yeshua told us to do.
That's it. Exactly.
And so part of it is restoring. It's restoration.
We've been talking about it with our congregation for years about the one new man, and that's God's perfect plan that the Jew first and the Gentile can come together and worship God together in the Messiah. It's amazing. And so we keep preaching all that. It's right in Ephesians
it's
chapter 2.
It's called restoration.
That's right. It's to restore.
To restore.
That's
to
right.
The one new man.
That's
you know,
right.
the church is really, much of the church have divided themselves from Israel.
That's right.
But that's not of God. That's really sin.
You got
because
it.
we have been joined to them. We've been brought into that.
That's it.
Into the vine. You know, Jesus is the vine, isn't he?
That's right. Listen
and
to this.
And the Bible even talks about if we turn away from them, mm-hmm. then he says, don't be so prideful. You know, I think Pastor Gene's going to go to that place and read. Don't be so prideful. You could be cut off as well.
That's right.
Israel was cut off because of their disbelief.
That's right.
And disobedience.
Amen.
Well, why? So that we might come in, that we might draw them to by jealousy.
That's right.
But if we get so prideful and we say God's finished with the Jews, God's finished with Israel.
That's a lie.
That's you know,
from the devil.
Actually, you are really receiving a lie
That's
from the
right.
devil, because all you need, you even in the natural, if you just watch the news and you hear what's happening in Israel, And you know, God is calling his people home. It says there, it says that he, in Jeremiah and other places, he's gonna call them back home.
That's right.
He wants them to return to the land. And you know, when we see a great revival and we see, everybody wants Jesus to come back. Well, Jesus is not going to return until God's going to return many, 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 many
Jewish
people to Israel. Now, not all of them are going to return. Just like a lot of them, they didn't all leave Babylon because they were happy where they were happy there. You know,
they liked all the modern things and all. Yeah.
So, but Jews have come back to Israel. You know, what about Russia? Look at all the Jewish people, and we know people that have spent a lot of money to help Jewish people come out of Israel, out of Russia, poor people.
In all different parts of the world, yeah.
And that's right.
To help them to come home.
That's what these two men are about, teaching. So that we're supposed to help them. Mm-hmm. We're supposed to come alongside and help them and encourage them to return, because their God is calling them back. He said he would scatter them throughout the whole world, the four corners.
This and that's is called, what he did, because of disobedience.
Operation Four.
Four winds.
The four winds. So he's going to bring them back from the four winds of the world. Mm-hmm. He's going to draw them back to Israel. And that's God's plan.
That's right. So you think about, and we finished with, talked about Pentecost the last two or three weeks. And that was in Acts chapter 2 and what happened there. Well, then we get over to Acts chapter 3 and here Peter's still preaching. He's still talking, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And this really caught my eye. In verse 19 of Acts chapter 3, it says, "Repent ye therefore and be converted." That means to be born again. "That your sins may be blotted out when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord." You think back when you got saved, how refreshed you were when you made that decision. And these next two verses are key. "And he shall send Jesus Christ, which before was preached unto you." So Peter's alluding to him by him coming back. But listen to this now. "Whom heaven must receive until the times of restitution." Another good word for that word restitution is until the times of restoration. "Of all things which God has spoken by the mouth of all of his holy prophets since the world began." So there it is. It's right there. What's his plan? The prophets spoke about Jew and Gentile, and God all through the first covenant talked a lot about the Gentiles, how the Jewish people are going to go to the Gentiles and all that. And then we go over here and not mention to what Paul had to say in Romans chapter 11. And I don't want to read the whole thing here, but I just want to read part of it just to show you where we're at here. I'm going to start in verse 13 of chapter 11. And I'm just going to say this. I can't imagine any pastor that would read Romans 10 and 11 could ever think that God was done with Israel, okay? And this thing about replacement theology is the biggest lie that's ever been propagated. We have not replaced Israel. We have not replaced Israel. God has a plan. He's got a plan for the Gentiles, and he has a plan for the Jews. And he wants us to come together. It's what he wants.
But much of the church believes we have replaced Israel.
Some of them do,
because
yeah.
Because they have taken on really false teaching and false That's right. doctrine. And so, you know, we're to be, like you said, restore.
Restore.
To restore all things.
That's
and, you know,
right.
There's many things in the what people call the Old Testament, the First Covenant.
That's right.
That people say, well, that's not for today. Well, if God wants to restore all these things, you know, God hasn't, he didn't change. There's many things in the First Covenant that God never changed.
That's
Jesus
right.
didn't say he came to destroy the law.
He came to fulfill it.
He said he came to fulfill the law.
That's right.
And so
totally.
What Jesus did, we should be doing.
That's it.
A lot of people say, well, you know, that's under the law.
Mm-hmm.
It's not under the law. Jesus didn't say those things were
legalistic.
Right?
No.
Sure. It did, you know, we can make things legalistic if we do it in a legalistic way.
So what does
but
that mean?
If we want to fulfill,
that's right.
if we want to join, be part of what God says and what Yeshua said, the Lord said to do. He said that he came to fulfill.
That's right.
To bring all things
he
into
said the Torah
order.
And the prophet. You know, he said the law. Our Bible says law. That means the Torah, the first five books, the teaching instruction of God. He's going to fulfill all of that and also mm-hmm. all that the prophets have spoken. And so this is key. We
and
might understand
after you
this.
Share that, we need to say something about, we need to go over and talk about what it says in the law. People don't understand when the New Testament, when Paul talked about law, and you know, there's three different kinds of law.
Three different definitions
so
for the same word, yeah.
Some people think it's just you
the
know
law.
The law. No, it's the law is Jesus said the law. Paul said the law is good, didn't he?
Yeah.
And the law
holy and just.
Holy and just.
That's right.
Right.
That's right.
And Jesus said we're to be holy, didn't he?
That's right.
And so we're to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. But, you know, the Bible, when it talks about law, and we're going to go over there in a little bit and explain that, but the law is God's, is the Torah.
It's the Torah.
There's nothing wrong with the Torah. There is so much grace in the Torah.
Mm-hmm.
So, so that you can't just say, well, we're going to throw this out, and we're going to throw that out, and we're going to keep this. This is what the world is doing. You know, they're saying that they throw out the Ten Commandments, so that's the law. We don't need that anymore. We just need the law of love. Jesus never said that.
That's right.
If we do have the law of love in our heart, we will fulfill the Ten Commandments, because he also said that the scriptures are written in our heart.
That's right.
And we'll obey them by the Spirit of God. It's only by the Spirit of God can we be obedient to what God's word is. It's not the letter of the law. The letter of the law will kill us, won't it? But the Spirit of the law gives us life.
That's right.
Go ahead.
So I took you over to Romans chapter 11. I want to show you something here. So we cover this. Let's start in verse 7. Well, we need to back up.
Let's start
in verse 5. Paul says, even so then at this present time, also there is a remnant according to the election of what? Grace. The elect here he's talking about are the Jews. Now, and if by grace, then is it no more of works? Otherwise, grace is no more grace. But if it be of works, then it is no more grace. Otherwise, work is no more work.
That's right. Quite
makes sense. Now, what then, Paul says, Israel, this is the nation, okay, hath not obtained that which he seeketh for, but the election hath obtained it. Those that received Yeshua, the Jew, they obtained it, and the rest were blinded. And we got a lot of them blinded today.
So many of the Jews received Yeshua.
That's
in that
right.
First couple hundred years, there were most of all the people that were saved were Jewish people.
That's right.
And so many
Huge
of
number.
Them received it,
mm-hmm.
he says, but the election hath obtained it. They did receive Yeshua. They believed upon him that
That's
he
right.
is the God. But the rest of them, they were blinded.
That's
and
right.
it says that they're going to remain, they're going to be blinded.
That's right.
But you know, right now, many Jewish eyes are being opened. What
that's
about
right.
this Marty that's coming
right.
to,
Hallelujah.
Going to be speaking tonight?
Came
His
to Christ.
Eyes have been opened.
Hallelujah, that's
and
right.
he believes in
A
Yeshua.
Born again Jew, yes. Hallelujah.
He's born again, born from above. So
yeah.
he's the election, part of the
that's
election.
Right.
He obtained it.
Now, I like this here. The next verse is, according, Paul says, as it is written, he goes back to the first covenant, God hath given them the spirit of what? Of
slumber,
eyes that they should not see, and ears that they should not hear unto this day. And there's a reason for it. And Romans chapter 11 tells us why, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's go on. Now, this next verse that Paul quotes here, this is out of the first covenant also. This is in Psalm 69:22. Listen to what this says. And David saith, let their table, he's talking about what? Their Seder at Passover be made a snare and a trap and a stumbling block and a recompense unto them, because everything on that table pointed to Yeshua. It was all about him.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes on, let their eyes be darkened that they may not see and bow down their back alway. This is all in Psalms 69:22-23. Now I'm in verse 11. Paul says, I say then, have they stumbled that they should fall? He says, God forbid. So you know this replacement theology and also anti-Semitism has to go. God forbid, but rather through their fall, listen to this, salvation is come unto the Gentiles for to provoke them to what? To jealousy.
Jealousy.
Yeah. In fact, Marty and Dean talked about this quite a bit while they were in our church.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 12, now if the fall of them be the riches of the real world, means the rest of the world, and the diminishing of them, the riches of the Gentiles, how much more what?
Their
fullness.
Fullness.
All right? How much more their fullness when they come to Christ? For I speak to you Gentiles, inasmuch as I am the apostle of the Gentiles, I magnify mine office. If by any means I may provoke to emulation. The word emulation is another word for the word jealousy, okay? That I might provoke them to emulation, them which are my flesh, and might save some of them. For if a casting, listen, this is really important. For if a casting away of them, the them here has to be the Jews, be the reconciling of the world, what shall the receiving of them be but life from the dead? And I thought about this years ago when I studied this. What shall the receiving of who? Of the Messiah of them be but life from the dead?
They're going to receive life.
They're going to receive life when they come to the Messiah.
And their eyes will be opened.
That's right. And he goes on. Verse 16. For if the first fruit be holy. Who's the first fruit? The Jewish people.
Mm-hmm.
The lump is also holy. Anything that came out of that was holy. And if the root be holy, so are the branches. And some of the branches, these were the Jews here he's talking about, be broken off, and they were. Why? Because of sin, doubt, and unbelief, what they got into. Mm-hmm. Go read the book of Jeremiah. I've been reading this for a week and a half.
And thou, or us.
And thou, being a wild olive tree, that's the Gentiles, were grafted in among them, and with them partakest of the root and the fatness of the olive tree. I always say this.
The goodness.
We're drawing the sap from them. They're not getting the sap from
we're
us.
We're receiving the fatness, of God.
That's
because
right.
of the mm-hmm. olive tree.
That's right.
Because of not the wild olive tree, but because we're grafted into the partakers of the root.
That's right.
Of them.
Mm-hmm.
It says, boast not against the branches.
And these are the branches of the Jews. Here,
don't
go
boast
on.
Against them.
That's right.
But if thou boast, thou bearest not the root. See, you don't have love for the Jew. A lot of people don't have love for the Jewish
people. That's
right.
But the root thee. That's right. It's the Jewish people.
Thou will say then, the branches were broken off. Yes, they were broken off. Why? So we could be grafted in, right?
That's right.
That I might be grafted in. 20. Well, because of unbelief, they were broken off.
The Jews were
talking
broken
about
off.
The Jews.
Yeah.
And thou standest by faith. Be not high-minded, but fear.
But fear, boy.
What about these people that hate Jews?
That's
that hate
right.
the Jewish people?
That's
they
right.
hate. They, what about the ones that hate Israel?
Yeah.
That want to destroy Israel?
That's right.
There are many people who want to destroy Israel. Think about the many enemies they have surrounding Israel.
That's it.
But God's hand,
that's right.
God's hand and his angels are there protecting that mm-hmm. that piece of land, because that land is God's.
That's right.
21. For if God spared not the natural branches,
those are the Jews.
He allowed them to. Didn't he allow
yeah.
them to
yeah.
be blinded?
Yeah.
Take heed lest he also spare not thee.
Hallelujah.
Behold, therefore, the goodness and the severity. Well, people don't want to hear about the severity.
All they want to hear is about the goodness. All the fluff. Yeah.
But you know, God judges.
That's
the severity
right.
of God. That would be his judgment on them which fell. Severity, but towards thee, goodness.
If thou continue, what?
In
his
goodness.
That's right. Otherwise, what? Thou also shall be what?
Cut off.
Go on, I read the
So rest. People are going to be cut off who come against Israel.
That's right.
Because they're coming against God's people. They're coming against the apple of God's eye. They're
That's
coming,
right.
They're sticking their finger in God's pupil.
You got it.
In his eye.
That's right.
For if thou wert cut out of the olive tree, which is wild by nature, and wert grafted contrary to nature into a good olive tree, how much more shall these, which be the natural branches, meaning the Jews, be grafted into their own olive tree?
So
they're going to be grafted
right.
back into their own olive tree.
So we think
tree.
About all the Jews in Israel that don't believe in Messiah mm-hmm. right now. Well, God's going to do a work, and there's many of them, just like Marty, that come to Christ, and so they were grafted back into their own olive tree. It's what it happened to him. Let's,
so
go,
let's
on.
Go on.
23.
For I would not, brethren, that ye should be ignorant of this mystery.
That's right.
This is a mystery.
Mm-hmm.
Lest ye should be wise in your own
conceits.
Woo. Wow, how many a lot of people are like that?
Mm-hmm.
That blindness in part.
Doesn't mean all of them. It says in part.
In part. Is happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles be come in. So the fullness of the Gentiles are coming in.
That's right.
You know, a lot of people say, well, you know, I'm born again now, so I'm no longer a Gentile.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, if you're a Jew, you were born a Jew, and you received Jesus, doesn't mean you're not a Jew. And if you were a Gentile and you received Christ, doesn't mean you're not a Gentile.
Or a Jew.
You know, you are whatever you were born.
That's right.
Okay, whatever you were born.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and people say, well, let's say there's a lot of Muslims that are coming to the Lord. Well, just because they become born again doesn't mean they're still not a Muslim. They're
That's
just
right.
not. They're not following Allah. They're
yep.
following the Lord Jesus Christ,
the Messiah. Yeah.
So, and all the nations, any nation that's not of Israel would be considered a Gentile.
That's right.
Where are we at?
Verse 26.
And so all Israel shall be saved.
This is Yom Kippur.
Is
yeah, the mm-hmm. Day of Atonement.
There shall come out of Zion the Deliverer. And shall turn away ungodliness from Jacob. For this is my covenant unto them, when I shall take away their sins.
Man,
see, God hasn't forgotten. God
he
never
hasn't
forgets
forgotten.
A covenant.
That's right. That's right.
When God has a covenant,
That's
he
right.
never forgets it. So this is going to be, so we're coming close to Jacob's trouble.
That's right.
This is talking about when we get into close to Jacob's trouble and all of. I really believe that we're very close now. Look at what's happening. Sin is rampant. And in our nation, it seems like every time you turn around, every time you turn on the TV,
something
there's
new.
Another law has been changed, and they've added another. They say it's okay, and they've added another sin to what's okay.
That's right.
They're saying exactly what the Bible says. They say that good is evil, and evil is good.
That's right.
So they're saying that, you know, the goodness of God and what He has said in His Word. They're saying that it's bad.
Yeah.
They're saying it's bad.
That's right.
But what God says is good, and what God says is sin, they're saying it's okay.
That's right.
So God says adultery is sin. Well, they're saying it's okay.
Fornication, they say, is okay.
Fornication, yeah. That no one will inherit the kingdom of heaven.
That's right. Same-sex marriage, that's sin.
Okay, and all these other things. But the people and the government, not just the people, but when the government sets up the law.
Agrees with the evil.
And agrees with the devil.
That's right.
They're setting up laws that are under the devil.
That's right.
And not what under, and not
That's
under
right.
God.
Not what God
against,
says.
They're coming against God's
That's
word.
That's right.
What they're doing is they're putting the devil above God.
That's what they do.
You know, get rid of God. You know, the devil says, I'm running the show now.
That's right.
Well, it seems like the devil is running the show in the government.
He's sure trying. That's right.
Because when they're changing these laws, and what about the bathroom law?
That's right. You got it.
We just finished reading out of the book of Leviticus. Well, people say, well, that's the law. Well, you know, there's good news in the book of Leviticus. He tells us the things we should be doing and the things we shouldn't be doing.
That's right.
And one thing is, you know, you shouldn't be uncovering somebody's nakedness.
Yeah.
And that's in the book of Leviticus.
That's right.
So, but what are they doing now? People are afraid to go into bathrooms because, you know, a man should go in the men's room and women should go in the women's room.
That's it.
And they're trying to find all kinds of ways to say, you know, we have to appease everyone. You know, we have to appease the, well, I'm not going to go there.
Yeah.
But anyways, we're talking about the Jew and the Gentile.
Now let's look at verse 28.
Mm-hmm.
As concerning the gospel, this is the good news. They here are the Jews, are enemies for your sakes, but it's touching the election. See, they're the elect of God.
They are beloved
for the father's sake, the forefather, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob's
sake. He's always loved them.
Yeah. For the gifts and calling of God are without repentance. This is incredible. For as ye in times past have not believed God, yet have now obtained mercy through their unbelief. The Jewish people that were in unbelief. Now look at verse 31. Now we talk about the Gentiles. Even so have these, the Gentiles, also now not believed, that through your mercy they also may obtain mercy.
Mercy.
And I love verse 32. For God hath concluded them all in unbelief, and that he might have mercy upon all. And then Paul says, oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. It's incredible. He says, how unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out.
Who hath known the mind of the Lord?
That's right.
See, God has a reason for the things he does, why he does things.
That's right.
Or who hath been his counselor? Or who hath first given to him, and it shall be recompensed unto him again?
That's right.
For of him, and through him, and to him, are all things, to whom be glory forever. Amen.
God, it's all about him, isn't it?
Now, I just want to hit on one little verse here, because people take this, you know, when we talk about the ABCs.
Always based on context.
Always based on context. That means you just don't pull out one scripture and you claim it for yourself, or you try to make a doctrine out of it. Well, let's look at verse 29. It says, for the gifts and callings of God are without repentance.
That's right.
I hear the church saying this.
All the time.
But this in this context, right, it's talking about
salvation.
Salvation.
That's right.
And it's talking about the Jewish people.
That's right.
And of course the Gentiles as well. So we can't just say take this one scripture and throw it around to mean whatever we want it to mean.
We can't. That's right.
No, we can't.
That's
because
right.
We do that, we're not doing what they call exegesis. We're not taking it, looking at it in the context that it is given.
I think about the scripture in the first covenant about says,
Your gift will make room for you.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me tell you, if you look at that back there, a gift was a bribe to get an audience with a king or whatever. Okay?
And it will. Bribes do make room
That's
for
right.
you, don't they?
That's right.
And you do special things for people. People will do. You'll get favor.
Look at the political arena. What they're doing.
Right. You know, the only favor we need is the favor of God.
That's
God's
it.
The one, the Bible says that God will open, he opens the doors and he shuts the doors.
He sure does.
So he's the one who opens doors and shuts doors. So when we make things happen, we make doors open or we make doors shut, then, you know, we are not in control. We're in control. We're not allowing God to be in control.
Now, Donna mentioned something a moment ago when she mentioned this word about law. So I'm going to take you over to Romans chapter 7 for a moment.
Then we got to get back to John.
But we need to think about this, because we have this word law in our mind in the church, and it's the Torah, and it's bad. But remember, the Greek word for law in the New Testament is the word nomos, spelled N-O-M-O-S. It can have three different meanings. It can mean the Torah, or it can mean one individual statute, judgment, whatever God requires, or it can also be, I like to call it, a controlling principle. And we see this with Paul, what he said in Romans chapter 7. Now, a lot of people think what Paul said here happened to him before he got saved. No, he was born again, saved, and he was going through the same struggles that you and I that are listening to the radio program right now have gone through. And so let's read a few of these verses.
Well, look at people, Pastor Gene, that have been with the Lord for 20, 50 years. Mm-hmm. They may know the word and scripture by scripture, but we still can go through situations, and God allows these because they're testings many
That's
times.
That's right.
So people need to really listen really closely. And if you want a copy of this CD, you can just call us. Or like I said, you can go back and listen to this again on the internet. And I forgot to give the phone number, which I'll do that in a little bit. But you got to listen really closely, because he says the law here. And you got to know what he's saying. Because sometimes when he says the law, he means the Torah. Other times, he means the law of sin.
That's right.
You know, the law of sin is going to
bring
death.
Which is a controlling principle of people's lives.
Is a controlling principle.
That's right.
And so you got to listen really closely as we go through this, because the law is good.
That's right. Paul said here in this chapter in verse 7, what shall we say then? Is the law, this means the Torah, is it sin? God forbid. Nay, I had not known sin, but by what? By the Torah. It told them what was right and wrong. For I had not known lust, except the law of the Torah had said, thou shalt not covet.
Okay.
Having a lustful
here we
spirit.
Have, well, there we have one. That's one of the laws. He said not to covet.
That's right.
Right? Not to covet somebody's wife. Not to covet. The only thing we're to covet is to prophesy,
right,
and the gifts.
But this lust may not just mean a sexual thing. It can be anything that people want to do.
So what I did in my Bible, Pastor Gene, is I put if it was the Torah, I would put like a T, capital T, along the margin of my Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Or because he says the law. Is it sin? Mm-hmm. Is the law sin? God forbid. He
God
says,
forbid.
Nay, I had not known sin, but by the Torah.
That's right.
For I had not known lust, except the Torah had said, thou shalt not covet. So if you just put the word Torah in there, you will have the right word. Now,
right.
Now you're going to have to look at each one of these carefully, because it changes as we go through.
That's right. And then we look at this other verse you mentioned. He says, but sin in verse 8, taking occasion by the commandment. Okay, what's that? The Torah. Wrought in me all manner of concupiscence. What does that word mean? It means a lust and passion for evil desires, no matter what it is.
It produces.
That's right. For without the law, this is the Torah now, sin was dead. Before it came, sin was dead. The Torah showed us what was right and wrong.
So without the Torah, sin was dead.
That's right. So it revived in him, and this caused him to know that he was in a struggle.
The Torah tells you what is sin, what isn't sin.
That's right. Now let's go down to verse 12 for time's sake. He says, wherefore the law, now this is the Torah, is holy, and the commandment holy, and just, and what?
Good.
And good. It means for you and I.
So he's saying the Torah is holy.
That's right.
And the commandment is holy.
And then verse 13 says, was then that which is good made death unto me, Paul says, God forbid. But sin, that it might appear sin, working death in me by that which is good, that sin by the commandment might becoming what? Exceeding sinful. And then verse 14, for we know that the law, this is still the Torah, is spiritual, but I am carnal, sold under what? Sin. He goes on, for that which I do, I allow not. What he wanted to do, sometimes he didn't do it. For what I would, that do I not. But what I hate, that do I. And he knew the Torah and all that, but he had times that he failed.
Well, let's go back a bit now so people will understand.
Okay.
For we know that the Torah is spiritual. Now let's look at that. The Torah is spiritual now because what? We've received Yeshua.
That's right.
And it's written on our
hearts.
It's no longer on paper or tablets, but it's written in our heart.
And it's not a legalistic thing
and
anymore.
And so because we're spiritual human beings. And,
amen.
And his spirit is in our spirit. And so that spirit is written on our hearts. We have the Torah, the law of God written on our hearts.
Amen.
Amen. For that which I do, I always I allow not for what I would that I do. Don't you sometimes do things you don't want to do?
And it just happens.
You know, people say things to me. I might make a comment on Facebook and all of a sudden they'll say something. And I'll think, well, you know, I just pray for them because, you know, they don't understand.
Right.
And so we've just got to pray that people's eyes will be enlightened to know the truth. Because we do things that we wish we wouldn't have done. We say things we wish we wouldn't have said.
That's
many
right.
times, many times you say things to me you wish you hadn't said it. Vice
yeah.
versa.
Amen.
So you know we're not perfect, but we're seeking that which is holy
right.
and seeking to be perfect. Go ahead.
We're not perfect, but we're saved by grace.
Now, 16 says,
"Oh, this is
if
good.
Then I do that which I would not."
What he doesn't want to do. Listen
right.
to this.
I consent unto the law.
This is the Torah.
The Torah. That it is good.
Now this consent means you agree. He says, I agree with it.
I agree with the Torah that it is
good.
Now then it is no more I that do it, but what?
Sin
that
dwelleth
in
me. So there's a nature there, a sin nature. The Jews call it a sinful inclination, okay? An inclination to sin. So it's a sin nature.
Now people will also say, Christians will also say, because you're born again.
You don't have a sin nature anymore.
But then why do we do things?
That's right.
Why
do
we
do
that? Things that are sin?
Paul realized that.
You know, we're a new creature.
Right.
It doesn't mean that we don't have some bad habits still hanging around.
That's right.
And maybe some things that are sin that we need to be cleansed from.
Hallelujah.
Because God is always cleaning us. He's
That's
always
right.
wanting to get us in a better place.
We're a work in progress, aren't we?
We are a work in progress.
Now look at verse 18 now. He says, for I know that in me, that is in my flesh, see the flesh is a picture of the old man, dwelleth no good thing.
That's right.
For to will is present, he wanted to do it mm-hmm. with me, but how to perform that which is good, I find not. Many times he did. For the good that I would, I do not. But the evil which I would not, that I do. We've all done that.
You know, now, he's willing to admit his error.
That's right, his weakness.
A lot of people are not willing to admit their error and that they make a mistake.
That's right.
You know, but he was humble. You have
sure.
to be humble to be able to admit that you make a mistake or that you haven't, you know, you sin. And he did that. He's telling them, hey, this is me. I'm telling you who I'm telling you what I'm like. And like you tell the people, hey, this is Pastor Gene. I have to get up every morning just
deal
like
with
you
him.
Do, and I have to deal with myself.
That's right.
And I have to deal with is it my flesh that's gonna control what I do today?
Or
am
the
I
spirit.
Gonna be or am I gonna listen to the Spirit of God?
That's
or
right.
am I gonna do God's will or am I gonna choose to do my will? A lot of times we just decide we're going to do our will.
That's
and,
right.
and what if we're going to go to church and we say, well, I'm going to preach on this no matter what happens. Well, then who's controlling?
That's right.
And God will say, go ahead, do what you want to do.
That's
but
right.
when you allow the Holy Ghost that's in you, allow the Holy Ghost to teach what he wants the people to teach. Just like when we sat down here to do this program today, Pastor Gene, we have no notes. We're going to talk about the harvest. This is what this is, and now we've got 20 minutes left.
And we might
and we
get to the
got,
harvest.
We haven't gotten to it there because the Lord has led us in a different direction.
That's
we
right.
have to be led by the Lord.
By
Amen?
The Spirit of God.
By the Spirit of God.
That's right.
Go ahead.
Now, verse 19, he says, for the good that I would, I do not, but the evil which I would not, that I do. Now, look at verse 20. Now, if I do that, I would not, that I don't want to do, he says,
mm-hmm.
it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. That's that sin nature. Now, we're going to get up here with some other definitions of the word law. Verse 21, I find then a law that when I would do good, evil is present with me. Now, could we say, when I find then a Torah,
no.
that when I would do good, evil is present? No. This law here means what? When I find then what? The law, a word nomos, a portion of our life what that's going to cause us what? A controlling principle. I find then a controlling principle that when I would do good, evil is present with me. But I delight in the law. Now, this is the Torah. I delight in the Torah of God, afterward the inward man. But I see another law. What? Another, not the Torah, another controlling element in my members, warring against what? The Torah of my mind. He wanted to keep the Torah.
He wanted to keep the Torah, and the Torah was in his mind. But
That's
there
right.
was another law in his flesh.
In his spirit, in his flesh, yeah.
That wanted to do what it wanted to do.
That's the enemy working overtime
so
with us.
So let's look at these laws. So 21
well, let me finish
then.
This.
Okay,
and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin. Now, this is not the Torah. This is the controlling element or principle of sin, which is in my members.
So that law means controlling principle of sin.
Something to try to control
law
us. That's what the enemy
sin.
Wants to
it's
do.
It's not the law. It's not the Torah.
No.
Not the Torah.
And in verse 24 says, O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? He says, I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then, with my mind, I myself serve what? The Torah of God, the law of God, but with the flesh, what? The controlling principle of the sin.
And right here, he gives us the answer. It says the law of sin. There is a law of sin, and is a law of the Torah. When people argue all these scriptures, they need to look at verse 25. You know, the King James explains exactly what it is. He says, I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. See, it's only through Jesus Christ.
That's right.
So then with my mind, I myself serve the law of God or the Torah of God. And you want to. His desire is to serve the Torah of God, to be obedient. He says, but with the flesh, the law of sin. So we see there is a law of sin, which is a controlling principle that wants to control us. To go against the Torah of God.
Now, I've heard people tell me this before, and I've read things about it, that this chapter 7 was written before Paul got saved.
Mm-mm.
Well, I looked up the verbs are very important in the Greek language. I looked up all the verbs years ago in all these verses, and you know what? They're all in the present tense. It means they were going on right at that very moment by moment. And Paul was struggling with things in his life, just like all of you and I. We have things in our life that we have to deal with, and sometimes we struggle with that. And so Paul had the same thing. But he knew the only way he could get out of that was to do what? To serve the Torah of God, and to press in with that, walk with the Lord, and as you walk with the Lord, that those sinful things that you've had in your past, and those temptations and all, they're slowly going to disappear, and you're going to walk with the Lord, and you're going to be in a place where you won't have that controlling principle that the enemy wants to bring and cause us to fail and do the wrong thing. So it's important. And if you read chapter 8,
we need to look at chapter 8 a little bit, honey.
Go ahead.
But in verse 21 of what we just read, it says, I find then a law.
There you go.
See, that's a law. That,
where are you at?
Verse 21 of chapter 7.
That's not what my Bible says.
So I find,
you're in chapter 7?
I find then a law when I would do good, evil is present in me. So there's three different kinds of law we're talking about in this chapter.
Now, this chapter doesn't talk about an individual commandment, but he did talk about what? The lust. You know,
we got the law of covetousness. The flesh. Yeah. We got the law of the mind.
That's right.
And we have the law of the law of Jesus Christ. It's the Torah of God.
That's right.
Well, we go to chapter 8. There is therefore no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. Now, everybody want to knock. People want to knock the law, and they want to knock what it says in the first covenant. But you know, he goes on and says, "Who walk what? Not after the flesh, but after the Spirit."
That's right.
So you have to walk after the Spirit of God, for the law or for the Torah of the Spirit.
And also, it can be the controlling element of the Torah.
Right.
In the Spirit, the Torah of the Spirit, the Torah came by the Spirit of God.
That's right. For the Torah of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death.
There's that controlling element.
That's
right, of sin and death
that want us to sin.
That's right.
For what the law or what the Torah could not do in that it was weak through the flesh.
Through our flesh.
It's not that the Torah was weak.
No.
God's word is not weak.
It's
our
the flesh.
Flesh is weak.
That's right.
Our flesh is weak. God sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin condemned sin in the flesh.
And yet he
controlled it, didn't he?
But it said, in the likeness of sinful flesh. He never sinned, but he was in a human body
human
like you
body.
And I.
That's right.
Go on.
That the righteousness of the Torah, that the righteousness of the Torah might be fulfilled in us. Right there you go. The righteousness of the Torah to be fulfilled in us. And the Torah is good. Paul already said that, didn't he?
That's right.
Who walk not after the flesh.
This is the picture of the old man.
This is the law of the flesh. But after the Spirit. S.
Right.
For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh. That would be the sins of the flesh. But they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit.
What are
some of the things of the flesh? What about selfishness, pride?
Sure.
All arrogance,
sure.
You know, all these things that are mentioned. For to be carnally minded is death.
So what does it mean? Go ahead.
Well, that would be following after the law of sin.
Carnally minded to me is a Christian that says he's a believer, and yet he's not spiritual.
That's right. To be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace.
So the second half of the verse tells you what it means about being carnal.
That's right. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God.
There's
it's
war
fighting
going.
Against God.
That's right.
For it is not subject to the law or to the Torah of God. So, you know, you guys that have taken Torah out of the New Testament, you need to rethink your. You need to rethink some things. For it is not subject to the Torah of God, neither indeed can it be. But ye are not in the flesh, praise God, but in the spirit. Mm-hmm. That's what we need to be in the spirit.
That's right.
If so be that the spirit of God dwell in you. There's an if there.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Now, if any man have not the spirit of Christ, he is none of his.
That's it.
And if Christ be in you, the body is dead, or it should be dead,
Be dead, yeah.
Because of sin.
That's right.
But the spirit is life because of righteousness.
That's right. I like verse 12 over there in 8. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors. It means we owe God something here, don't we? Not to the flesh, which is the old nature, the old man, to live after the flesh. We are not to do that. For if ye live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, you shall live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. I love
Amen.
That.
Amen.
Pushamanda
labasam
brah. That's right.
Awesome. Praise God.
So,
well, I hope you all learn something from that. And you know,
because we have to read it for exactly what it says.
That's right.
And not put anything. I hear all kinds of teachings about Romans chapter 7. It's so clear what God's telling us there. Amen.
So good.
Well, we got about 12 minutes. We were going to talk a little bit
all
about
right,
the
let's
harvest.
Let's go over to. We're in the summertime. We've come through Pentecost.
Yep.
And we talked about Pentecost this past Sunday because it was really the day of Pentecost.
Actual day.
Not when a lot of the church celebrated Pentecost, it was the actual counting. The 49 plus one, and last Sunday was the 50th day, and we can see what happened on that 50th day.
Try
49
in Orlando.
We have 49 people were murdered, and then you add, and also the one that did the murder, and he was killed.
Number
and
five,
many are
50.
In the hospital. This happened on the day of Pentecost. Isn't
that
terrible?
And of course, the church celebrated Pentecost a month ago, didn't they?
That's right. But
a wrong calendar.
Here we have now, and so that. Pentecost was the beginning of the wheat harvest, and we were raised and we waved the two loaves that they did in the new first covenant, or people call
with
the
leaven
covenant,
in them. Yeah,
with leaven. There's sin in the camp, guys.
That's right.
There's sin in the church. There's sin in Israel. So one of those loaves of bread represents Israel, and even Israel, those who have believed on God. You know, even they have to deal with their flesh.
Sure.
And then the church has much sin in it, because the church is they're ordaining homosexuals, and you know, there's just sin in every single church anyway. So God says, he says, I know there's going to be sin in the church.
Both camps.
I know there's going to be sin in Israel.
Yeah.
So you wave those loaves, because you know, God's
mm-hmm.
grace is in the new covenant, it's in the first covenant, it's in the second, it's in the renewed covenant. So that was the Pentecost, that was the wheat harvest. And the wheat represents bringing in the final harvest. The final harvest.
All the souls.
And during that time, we should read the book of Ruth. Ruth is very prophetic about the harvest. You know, she went out there to start gleaning the beginning of the barley harvest, which was right after a Passover. And she gleaned all the way up those 50 days up until the wheat harvest. And then she continued to glean throughout the summer.
That's right.
Now we need to go and see what Jesus said about gleaning and about
ministers by whom ye believe, even as the Lord gave to every man. I tried to get my dad saved for years, and a Seventh-day Adventist man led my dad to the Lord. He knew the Lord as a child. He walked away from it, and this man gave him the gospel, and he came back to Christ. It's amazing.
You know, and first you thought, well, gee, well, you know, I was hurt. You know, I shared the gospel with him.
That's right.
Hey, it's not for you to judge that.
So let's finish this. We've got about 4 minutes.
So you were carnal, weren't you, for a moment?
Yeah, because I kind of got hurt because he wouldn't listen to me. Now, verse 6 says, Paul says, I have planted, Apollos watered it, huh?
But God
gave the increase. So then neither is he that planteth anything, neither is he that watereth,
amen,
but God that giveth the increase. Now he that planteth and he that watereth are one, and every man shall receive his own reward, what we talked about in John 4, according to what? His own labors. For we are laborers together with God. Ye are God's husbandry. That means like a farmer or tiller of the land. Mm-hmm. Ye are God's what? A building. Isn't that interesting? So it just shows you, it's not some individual, it's not a particular
we're
church.
We're laborers together.
That's
with
right.
God.
We're all together.
We're laborers with God. You know, Margie planted some flowers for me. She planted the flowers, right? But if I don't water them,
they're not going to
grow. They're going to die.
That's right.
So he says, neither those that planted and neither those that water, they're nothing. But it's God who gives the increase. God's the one who causes them to grow. I can't do anything about making those flowers grow.
Nope, just a little water.
I just have to, they were planted. She planted them. All I have to do is water them, you know, and God is going to bring the flowers.
They come out. They're already spunked up out there today after the sprinklers came on this morning.
We work with God.
It's supposed to be team ministry, isn't it? We're the body of Christ. It's not some church denomination or organization. We're the body of Christ, so we have team ministry going on. We talk about the acronym that was given to me a long time ago about team, T-E-A-M. Together, everyone accomplishes more. And Pastor Donna puts two hymns on that. Much more, because mm-hmm. we work together as a team to bring people to the Lord.
So we're building, what are we building? The building of God.
That's right.
The foundation, the building we're building, bringing up the walls of the souls of God. Amen. Well, this is Pastors Gene and Donna Hilton. We're blessed to be on this radio program every Saturday.
Out, I went by fast.
Lord willing, at 12 noon. We're also on the internet. You can go back and listen to this again. Go to WCNO.com. And you can listen to it again. We're also going to be tonight. We're going to be in Palm Beach listening to the Jew and the Gentile.
Hallelujah.
At Beth Mashiach.
I
want to give you the telephone number here.
Yes, Lord.
If you want a copy of the CD, you can call us. We'll be glad to give it to you. The phone number here is area code 772-285-7007. That's area code 772-285-7007. And we have services here in Stuart, Florida on Friday nights at 7 and Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
And we're excited to be here with you. We thank you. We're here for the purpose to teach, train. Raise the standard. Bring you to a new dimension in the realm of the Spirit. Because see, it's got to be after the Spirit. We just found that out in Romans chapter 7 and 8. It has to be according to the Spirit. So we're honored to be here with you every Saturday.
I want to mention that number again. I think somebody didn't get it down. Area code
772-285-7007. So we're honored to be here with you, and I hope you got something out of this. I believe you did.
Amen.
And as we are led by the Spirit of God, not the old man in the flesh, we're going to do much for the Lord. And so we're honored. We're praising the God for all of you that listen. Hope you just received a
Amen.
Nugget today. Just a nugget of something.
I know the law is good.
That's right. That will change your life and your heart, and you'll realize that we don't have to depend upon our emotions and our flesh and all that, do we, Pastor Donna?
No, sir.
We're just led by the Spirit of God, and we're going to accomplish so much that God wants us to know. So as we close this program, we tell you every week to look up, because your redemption draweth nigh. What do we say, Pastor Donna?
Shabbat shalom, Sabbath peace, and rest.
He is the Spirit of Prophecy.